Number one talk station 99.3 Nigeria Info. 5 o'clock earlier this morning, we had a conversation around inflation and inflationary pressures on you and your households and everything you hold so dearly. We spoke about how inflation has affected your businesses, how you're coping, the adjustment you've had to make, and all of that. I even started by going back to our conversation yesterday with Dr. Muda Yusuf, the former Director General of LCCI, and he broke things down from the expert's view of what inflation is and what it means and the impact of inflation, but from your own view, because this affects you directly, you've been able to shed more light on how you're coping and how you're managing this period. We said we're going to have this conversation last week, and we're having a two-day part. We started yesterday, and today is the final day to have the conversation around, you know, inflation and how you're coping, the, you know, hike in prices of foodstuff, in prices of goods, and even services. The cost of running a business now, what you've had to do at your workplace as a business owner. Some are letting go of their workforce right now because they need to remain afloat. It's pretty hard to stay in business with your current volume. The overhead is killing. The profit margin has nearly disappeared, and you need to stay in business. So you've had to let go of quite a number of people that you hold so dearly and you respect so much. That would in turn affect these individuals and their families and their dependents as well. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you've had to, even in addition to letting people go, you've had to, you know, cut down on the number of hours you put on your generator. I mean, where is the power anyways? You've had to turn off your ACs because of power bills anytime it comes on. You've had to manage and ration things in the office, the paper thing and all of those things, disposables that you use in the office. I mean, there are some offices that still, you know, give people coffee and tea and all of those things. Some have removed all of these things completely. Now, for private businesses, you know what you have done in your little business that you're managing. You know the adjustment that you've done so far. These are the stories that we want to hear on our conversation this morning. For households, you know what your family now, you know, what you the system you've adopted in your family just to keep food on the table. You know yourself, you know what you've been able to do. Share those stories with us. Earlier this morning, we've heard quite some really, really emotional tales of how people have been coping. But guess what? We're gonna start this way. We have an individual here. Let me quickly go through the end if he, okay, yeah, exactly what I wanted to find out. Now, this individual would like me to keep the identity private, so I am not going to say much about their name. But what I do want to know is, what I want to share is that he or she is interested in, they said they want to support the show this period, in a way of paying the tuition fee for at least 5 primary or secondary school students in any Lagos public schools. So these students must be in public school, whether primary or secondary, and we have 5 of them available to get nominated for this. So the process we're going to follow, I'm going to share, because I'm just seeing this now. So pardon me if we don't get into it right now, but we'll get into it subsequently. So that's not a problem at all. It's not a problem. We'll get into it much later on. I'll share, you know, how we're going to go about this. Okay. All right. Good. Let's move on now to take your reactions and your thoughts very quickly now. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I'd like to say a very big thanks to the individual who I can see their name, but they prefer to remain anonymous. I'm going to reach out to them much later on to, you know, talk some more on how we'll go about this. And thank you for being who you are, for being you, really. Okay. All right. Now let's start hearing your stories this morning of how you're coping in the face of this 19.64 inflationary pressure that you are facing right now. Okay, please make your submission quite short and straight to the point. Thank you so much. You can watch us live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms and you'll be able to join us live and share your thoughts, your own story as to how you're coping during this period. Let's begin. Good morning to you. Okay, we lost our first call. Let's bring this down and take another. Nigeria Info, good morning. Morning
good
to
morning.
You. Good morning to you.
This is Mrs. Odafi on the line.
Welcome, Mrs. Odafi. Welcome.
Thank you. I've not been coping at all because I'm a bit too much. I deal with ice block.
Okay.
Even the weather is not helping. I'm not even having sales. The worst part of it is that before I used to plant my vegetables, my neighbor go and acquire goats. The goats are eating off my vegetables.
The goats.
I have to take action and arrest him. That is the reason I'm not able to be planning now to start planting.
Mrs. Odafo.
Things are very
Mrs. Odafo, who did you arrest again?
My neighbor that is having the goats.
Oh, you arrested your neighbor?
Yes, because I've called him several times to build house for his goat so yeah. that the goat will not be entering my
premises
to eat off my vegetables. I plant vegetables, plantain, and potatoes. The goat destroy everything.
Kai. So what happened now? Have you resolved the case?
Thank God we have resolved the case. I'll build a house for the goat now. I started planting last week.
Fantastic.
And this problem has been there since January.
Hey.
But I thank God now. I've brushed some places. I've started planting back.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing your story, Ms. Odafe. And that's how she's coping. She's planting her own food so she can eat because her business isn't moving as smoothly as she would have loved. Alex is joining us right now. Alex, hi. Good morning to you. Alex, are you here? Lexi. Okay, Lexi is now here again. Let me jump on another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Joy calling.
Let's talk.
Life has been so sweet since this government enter. All what you have is like they use that broom they have to be sweeping it. The worst part of it, you cannot even, for you to give to somebody else, it becomes hard. Everything so hard, business, so I don't know how to put it, my brother. I don't know. Let them just go, please. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Again, let me reiterate something if we're not clear. I want you to talk to me about how you are coping. We see. Whatever you can say about the government, you've been saying it. You've been saying it and saying it, and you continue to say it. But for today, let's talk about you for a moment, how you've been coping with this inflation. Like quite a number of callers pointed out earlier at 5 a.m., yes, the inflation we're facing is a global phenomenon. It's not peculiar to Nigeria. Even those abroad have attested to this. The only difference is that the government over there, they had plans in place even before the inflation, so they were just executing those plans. That's just the difference, okay? So let's talk primarily on what you are going through. If you're going through anything, that is. If you're coping pretty well, we'll also like, I mean, someone gave an advice to buy in bulk that is cheaper. Someone said that earlier in the morning, right? So if you're coping really well, please share your story. Perhaps you can even share the system that you use, you employ, to be able to cope pretty well, okay? Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yes, you've got my line dropped in the morning.
Yes, it did. Bad network.
So, for me, where I work, we have a big compound. So when I buy yam, the head now, if I give it to the gardener, the guy planted last month.
Okay.
At least we'll get some yam from there now. So for me, like I always say, I thank God for my kids. You don't need to be a single parent. There you get.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So just pray that these people are tough.
Well.
Of the war one.
Okay.
Like I always say, thank you, Chief Quadri.
Thank you,
for
too.
For your concern about us.
Thank you, too.
Like Kaipe said, What is her name again?
Mm.
Oh, gosh. The lady you helped and the other guys the other day.
Mm.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jared. Thank you.
Mm. Let's give Madam Ify. She's an Iju. Madam Ify, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you,
my
man.
Family.
Very well.
Well, we'll cope now. At least we can put money inside pot and it's onto food.
Abi.
We can always we'll keep shouting. It's expensive. See what the people that called early in the morning said.
Right.
The government is putting up palliative for them. That's small. Inflation is high. They are not even thinking of increasing salaries for people who are working. You understand? I wanted to put somebody in the house to be assisting me, a young boy.
Yeah.
I said, my mommy, no. They're not increasing school fees because they are going to put that boy in the school. And they're not increasing the salary for us. So the government should give us something. You know, put most, even if it is 5,000, 10,000, put it on salaries. Don't allow them to be driving people away from work.
Right.
Oil company now, they are driving people away from oil company. Then we are doomed. I'm coping now. I will buy. I cannot put money inside pot and it on to what I am for me or beans.
Money. Morning to you too, Madam Ify. Thanks for calling me. Let me speak with Akums, I think. Akums, hi.
Well, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
I'm calling from Ojo.
Let's talk.
Sheriff, is it this lake that Nama we use to go and come back? Every family now is in trouble. If you don't do well, your children will look at you as a useless man. Your wife will be looking at you as a useless man. If you have 20,000 naira, 20,000 naira now is like 1,000 naira before. Where are we going? I'm telling you, if you see how I'm managing now to live, I'm telling you, you can't believe it. And nothing is changing. Where are we going?
How are you managing, Akums?
My brother, I don't know how I'm managing. I can't get money to buy a bag of rice now. Talking of nyam, or gari, or fufu. These are very difficult for me. I'm telling you the truth.
I know.
Sheriff, this thing we are talking every morning, if I tell you how it pains me, and I don't know what to do, I know, but the government are not thinking of how to make people to find way out. And they are telling us, people are coming over telling us this, they are trying, they are doing best. What are we doing? My family are suffering. God bless Nigeria.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about Akums. No matter how pained, how bitter he gets when he calls, he still ends by saying, God bless Nigeria. That's remarkable. Tokpe is in the Kaja. Tokpe, hi, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, so for me, it's really crazy, but we are just hoping for the best. Right now, you can't even say hello to anyone because the next thing is Billy. Even when you are talking to people, the next thing, in their mind, they are thinking, I hope this person is not going to ask me for money.
Yeah.
So we just hope for the best. In terms of buying food stuff, right now, I find myself looking for the market with the cheapest stuff. I buy in bulk. I'd rather travel a mile to save maybe like 5 naira or 10 naira, of the things I'll buy. Hopefully, by the time these guys are done, we make the right decisions and bring the best people in. Thank you.
Thank you, Tokpe, for sharing. Appreciate it. Really do. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, this is Joy.
Welcome, Joy. Talk to me.
Okay, so you're asking us what we are actually doing.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, I was just venting. Well, for those that, if your salary earner, what I would advise people, no matter how little you're earning, it's actually good to buy in bulk, you know, just as much as you can. If you have children, make sure you go buy your biscuits, you know, buy them in dozen, you know. It's actually way cheaper than you buying one. Well, by the time you calculate, you see that all those little monies you're putting actually add up to something.
Yeah.
When it's time, you know, your rice, you can just buy 16 Rika. That is 7,000 something. It can still serve you till your next, you know, salary and all that.
Right.
But if you still want to start buying one digit, it's going to be too much for people. That's what I actually do.
Okay.
Make sure I buy things as little as sweets that my child will take to school.
Oh, nice.
I don't buy one. I make sure I buy them in packs so that, you know, by the end of the month, I know I'll be able to restock again. So it's actually not easy. I know so many people are in loan, you know, because of loan. But I say your salary comes, you're already servicing loans.
And you know, I'm glad you even mentioned loan, Joy, because right now I'm sure banks must have increased your what do they call that thing now because of inflation.
The interest,
yeah, they would have done that. I'm almost sure.
And every other thing, all other charges too, have actually gone up.
Right.
Now the ones that are even more killing, bank loans are even better. The interest, that if you're able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
The ones are the loan sharks. Those ones, their interest are actually killing. And most Nigerians are into those loans because they are actually easy to get. So I would advise people, if you those loan sharks, better you don't even go there.
Right.
If you know you cannot actually pay because their interest are killing.
Right.
Thank
you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. What do you call it now? That style that you shared. Like, you know, even if it's just one dozen of those things that your kids will need, you can buy them one dozen like that, and then alternate in how you give them according to Joy. It's the long run, when you put those little savings on those things together, it adds up. Patrick is in France. He called earlier in the morning. Let's listen to him. Once again, Patrick, hi. How are you doing?
Hello?
Yes, Patrick.
Yeah, Sheriff, good morning.
Morning to you. Yes.
I really don't have much to say, but I don't know. I want to help two people, but I have a name on my own personally one. Then you look for another name for me. If Mr. Coons can come call back to help me get his details, then you get another lady along with it.
All right,
you
good.
Can send me their details on my Instagram.
Okay.
I'll send you a message now.
Okay.
Mr. Coons and
another lady. All right, great. Patrick, you're a great human. Thank you so much for calling me. Constantine is calling us, I think. Is it UK or Italy? Let's find out. Constantine, hi.
Sheriff, thank you very much for this opportunity. I've listened to some of the solution be preferred so far by the callers, but the angle they are looking at it is just the short-term coping with inflation.
Okay.
They have not really given it a thought about the long-term effect of this deflation. That is one aspect that they are forgetting to look out of what they have been saying, you know.
Right.
And this aspect can only be handled by the government. This is the time that the Nigerian government sought out for their most knowledge economists.
Yeah.
You know, they should call back some of those Nigerians who have done well with other people's economy to come down to fix this problem we are facing, because this problem needs a very strong economic policy, you know. Because from historical data, we found out that any time that Nigeria actually had inflation, there is no way to break down this inflation. We just live around that inflation, so it's normal. But if we want to revive the economy of Nigeria, they must sort out for their most profound economies to provide solution to this. Because the government, the reason we're actually in this inflation is because of the debt that we owe. You know, when you borrow money, and you did use it for infrastructure with the teeming population that we have, there's always going to be an inflationary problem. So I think the Nigerian government should actually cover their economies to come down to provide a good solution to this problem. Thank you.
Constantine, thank you again. I mean, you've said the right thing. We need the best brains right now to bring us back. And then there must be political will to give these people free hand to operate and try and bring us back from this position, this situation that we're in. It's 8:38 this morning, and you're welcome to join the conversation. And we're taking, you know, real life stories on how you are coping with the current inflation that the country is currently in. 19.64% on paper, almost or even over 200% in reality. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Thank you all for calling. Please, when you call, go straight to the point. Akuns, I'm waiting for your call so I can take your details. I will get a lady much later on. Before the end of the show, we get a lady to join Akuns. We have another individual, Mr. James from the UK, who said he would like to help one person. I have your number. I'll reach out much later on. What else? There's another individual on YouTube who'd like to help one person. If you're listening to me or watching on YouTube, you can please slide into my DM on Twitter or Instagram is Sharif Quadri, so I can know who you are and have a conversation with you, because it's YouTube. I can't exactly chat with you on YouTube privately. Okay. All right. So that's it. Let's go to Facebook to go take some reactions on Facebook right away. Here we go now. Lukman Babs on Facebook says, and this is serious. I says every, like, when you wake up, it's another heavy task waiting for you. As a family man, sincerely, it is not like this before, but how can we manage to get out of this mess? No more savings. I and my family now live on debt. To feed is not even easy. The worst part, my wife ran into loan sharks, which we now use all our income to service the payment. I just hope that it gets better. Nigeria will be great again. That's Lukman Babs on Facebook who sent that in. Who is this now? Bernardo. Bernardo says, I hope you read my message. Things have become so hard that my wife can't bear anymore. She has plans to go with my two kids, 6 and 2 years old, to the village. I lost my 1 year old ago. I don't understand. Maybe you're trying to say that you lost your job 1 year ago and not left us to get another one. Has not yielded any fruit. Thanks. Bernardo, hang in there. Just hang in there and keep trying, okay? Keep trying. Things will get better. Tony says, it seems that the country is imploding, but I assure everyone that it won't. Something's got to give. And hope will surely be restored. Please, everybody, just hold on. Something good is on the way. Tony, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. Everybody needs that right now. Kadiri Noding says, I usually buy my food stuff in bulk. Every end of the month, that's what I'm trying to say, Abby. Before, but now I buy for each meal because my income can't. Okay, Nuruddin, I lost your message there. That's because another batch has dropped. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. This individual on Facebook says they would like to remain anonymous. So I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say their name. They said they just left their matrimonial house and considering ending their marriage because I couldn't cope with finances for two people. She asked to get pregnant, but I've been refusing because I've been struggling to feed both of us. She now wants to add a third. I'm in debt with two loan sharks for almost a year now. She's also in debt too. It's been so traumatic and I have to do that so I don't end up in depression. Although she has been helpful financially, I have to leave so I don't want to get so frustrated to raise my hand on her when we have an argument. If I'm getting it correctly, you have left your matrimonial home. You have to return home. Please return home. You have a kid from what you wrote now. You have a kid, right? But your wife wants another. You can't leave her with that responsibility of raising your kid. You have to go back home. I'm sorry, but you continue to talk to her. You keep discussing with her. Make her see reasons why you can't have another baby. You sit down with her and you talk as a couple. You know, you can even plan on how you can be. Things that you can do to make more money together as a couple. But living the house is not the solution. Living the house is not the solution, really. And I hope that she understands as well, you know, what you're going through. I hope so. Let's see. Okay, this person didn't say, I should have mentioned the name, but they said, the name is Dayo. Messages are tripping in. I've lost Dayo's message again. Okay, let me take this one here. This person says, please, I need a walk to take care of my 6 weeks old baby girl. I have been finding it difficult to eat since my husband lost his job in February. That's what you mean. And you say you are 20 years old. Okay, let's get back to the telephone. We'll come to WhatsApp in a minute. Huh? We'll come to WhatsApp in a moment. Let's take some calls. Good morning to you.
Good morning, that's it.
Good morning to you.
I don't know if I want to mention my name.
Okay.
I'm calling from my email.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Please go on. Go on, please.
Okay.
It's okay if you don't want to mention your name. It's fine.
Alright. So, me now, I'm a student.
Okay.
And after he's on strike.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been listening since morning and I'm like, okay, well, we know that our parents are not even doing salary work. Is this type of work that it only comes once in a while? You know, these civil engineers that really when contract comes, that there is money.
Mm.
So, we have been coping well. We eat once in a day. Sometimes we don't even eat sex. Me now, this ASO strike, somehow, I'm not even bothered because I know once ASO calls of their strikes, how am me and my younger brother supposed to go back to school? Like, it's been disturbing my father. There was only time he said he wanted to sell the house. I said, you cannot sell our house now. Where are we going to stay? You know, because it's beginning to get really frustrating and it's very heartbreaking for we the kids to wake up in the morning and see our father like that. You know, it's very heartbreaking when the man of the house is not doing anything and even the wife, the woman of the house is barely bringing out something substantial. So we are
how do you now cope? Like sometimes you say you don't even eat at all. How do you cope? How do you manage?
We survive now. We drink water and go to bed. What else? Sometimes you do quota and sleep and hope that you wake up the next day. At least I cope by listening to Nigeria Info. So I stay alive every day like
that. How about your brother? How does he cope?
We all cope in the same way now. There's nothing else. My brother was working somewhere before.
Okay.
But something happened. It was this place where they deliver stocks to people. So I think something happened with the money. And then it became a police case. Money that we don't even have now. We now have to use it to save him from... I had to
from that trouble.
From different places to rescue him from police hands. And so we had to tell him to stop the job because we don't have money. So you can't be helping us to take the money that we don't even have. So we had to stop that one. So all of us are just coping in the same way.
You know what? Stay on the line. Let me talk to you some more. Okay, I guess they are speaking with her already. I hope they're speaking with her already. Let's take a few more calls. 8:47, and we don't have enough time. Or we're almost done on this show. Good morning to you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Alex.
Alex, how are you?
Yeah. So, you see, you're doing a great show, giving people the opportunity to describe Nigeria from their standpoints, right? From their different standpoints, right? But it would be great if we had a kind of problem-solving disposition to the current state of Nigeria. I just have one or two things to say.
Just before you go on, we had that yesterday.
Yeah, but did we speak about it? Did we receive calls on that?
No, we did not. So
yeah, that's the issue.
Hold on. There's no issue actually. What we had yesterday was from an expert. Opinion.
Yes, that, you know. I'm recommending from a civilian point now. I'm not an expert.
No, so today, right? Today, what we want to look at, what we have been looking at is what you are doing to cope.
Okay. In that case, let me not say anything. Yeah. I was going to provide some solutions, but it's okay. Let's leave it until another conversation.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. That's basically what we're focusing on today, right? How you are coping. Because experts already shared some of the things that, you know, the government needs to do whether we like it or not, the boxes stops on the table of the government. So, and experts have dealt with that yesterday, right? Okay. Good morning to you. Morning. Please turn off the radio and call me back, okay? Thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello?
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Chidindu from Badagry.
Welcome, Mr. Chidindu.
Okay, actually, you know, it's you. I'm a visually impaired man with 5 children coping with this issue. In my area here, I planted cassava, plantain. I fence it with bamboo. But my people, this area where the rare goods, they release their goats, they eat everything. January this year, when I came back, goat finish everything. I complained to them, they not do anything. I catch one goat, I beat the goat, the owner come here, come they threaten me, saying go carry me, go Bale. I know at the real poultry here, now they disturb from all manners. I know if you go out because of my eye problem. I have 5 children. So take care of them now. No easy at all for me. My wife, they, her, she then do kiri.
She's okay. Okay.
So, not easy at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I really sincerely appreciate the courage to share, your reality with the public. I salute that courage. Oluwaseun says, the country hard. I'm actually living my life with my wife and my 3-year-old son on loans. I collect salary to service loans from loan sharks. And I'm owing about 4 different loan apps. I just have to provide by all means. That's Oluwaseun who sent that. Okay. Darren Day said, this inflation has been treating us badly in Nigeria, especially the price of commodities have skyrocketed, unemployment and others have gone up. I think being obedient would solve this problem in the nearest future. Okay, let's take another one here from Emmanuel. Emmanuel says, thief broke into my shop and made away with my money and the goods, and life has been quite difficult. Emmanuel, I'm really, really sorry about that development. Okay, it's 8:51. We're almost done on the show this morning. So what we're gonna do is, for those who would like to help, you can slide into my DM. Let's talk. For those who have indicated already, I'll get in touch and we'll talk some more, but for right now, let's get a female. I think we have a female already who would get Patrick's help alongside Akuns, but I think I have one pressing for James as well.